So there was a Kabbalah to make this Gzera Shova. So what do we do with this Gzera Shova? So Gemara says, I'll tell you, L'neshe kol dovra she'ishach, t'lasid b'malva. We need the Gzera Shova to teach us that the lav of Neshech is not only by food and by money, but by anything. Anything I lend you, if I charge you interest, there's Nisa Neshech. The B'lai Malva doesn't say it. So therefore I need the Gzera Shova to teach us this limud applies to the Malva also. Now, Omar Rav, Rava says, Lomali the cost of Rachmona lav beribis. How come the Torah had to write a special lav if I lent you money I can't charge you ribis? And lav the gezel. How come the Torah had to say separate I'm not allowed to steal from you? And the half a meaner is every gezel and ribis is the same thing. Like ribis is also a type of the gezela. I only lent you $100 and I'm asking you to give me back $120. So the extra $20 you're giving me should also be like a gezel. So why do I have to have a special lav of ribis? Why isn't it included in the lav of gezel? And also, lav b'einol, like we had before, I'm not going to charge you a sixth. If I charge you a sixth more than it's worth, I'm over the lav of einol. What do I need a special lav of einol that should also be like gezel? I'm like charging you too much. So Gemara says, no tzrich, I need all three lavs. Because Rechman a lav b'ribis, the third Buddha just wrote a lav b'ribis. Then you're not allowed to lend money and charge him interest, mishum the chidishu. I'll tell you, here there's a tremendous chidish with this lav. The afilu b'loive osu Rechmano. The Torah even put the yist upon the loiva. Like I would have thought to say, maybe the lav should be upon the malva. He's like a ganav. He's like stealing. He's getting back more than he deserves. But upon the loiva, what is he doing wrong? Like the loiva on his own will is paying the ribis. So maybe there shouldn't be a lav altogether. Therefore, the tremendous chiddush in the parasha of ribis that the lav even applies to the loiva also. Rashi says, the gods of rolo shle yifnenu v'yikol meima chiddushu. Therefore, I can say this lav of ribis is a chiddush. It's not stam alav, you can't take away money from somebody else. We're not knowing it's a gezel, if I'm not from ribis. If the Torah would have just said ribis, I would not know there's such a lav not to steal. Only ribis is a chiddush akro. So I can't learn out from it in any other place. Now, because Rachman alav the gezel, if the Torah just went alav by gezel, I would tell you no, mishon de bar koche. Gavlin, you take it away by force. Mashenke and ribis, it's not by force. I'm telling you clearly in advance. I'm only giving you the money if you agree to pay me back $120. So the loiv himself is agreeing, maybe that's not called gezel. I would not know a ribis from gezel. Therefore, I need both lavs. Avu, the question is, do I know? Why do I have to have a special lav that I'm not allowed to charge you a sixth? More, ema, avu lo ino, ema loy, because I'm on a lav together with shema kochet, avu lo ino, ema loy. But I know, I would not know, I know also, I know you're forcing. Like you're charging him an extra six, you're not telling him about it before. Say, Trashi, I know lo yadi bay. Yeah. Gozla kroche shat, you didn't know about it. I would know, I'm a loy. Yeah. I would not know the nisa by no. Now, the cost of Rachamon alav, be enough terrible, just want to laugh. That you can't jip somebody by charging them too much. Mishum de lo yoda to mochel. You know what I would have thought to say why it's alav? Because the person doesn't even realize that you're charging him so much. Therefore, for sure, it's not mochel. That's why it's also. But maybe other places that the person knows about it, maybe he's Michael. Maybe a Gazlan, since he knows he's taken it, maybe he's Machlit. Maybe there wouldn't be an Issa of Gzela. Maybe Ribis is worse to Lo Yoda. Therefore, I need all three Lavin. Zumar says, true. Chode mechod layasi. One from one I can't learn out. But the Chura teisi chad mitati. Let the Torah just write two of them, and the third one I don't need. I should learn the third one out from the first two. Zumar says, no, let's see which ones. Hi, Tasty, which one should we learn out? Lo you want to tell me the lich the Rachmon alav ribis. The Torah should not write the lav ribis. For Tasty Mahanach, I learned it out from Gezna from Enoah. No. Ma lahanach, she can't shlemi das. I tell you, you know why Enoah and Gezla zosa, because shlemi das, he didn't agree to it. But ribis, interest that the loiv agreed to, maybe that would be mutter. Tiyom of the ribis, demi daisei. So if I need the lav of ribis, good. The Mar says, okay, lo lich the Rachmon alav by Enoah. The Torah didn't have to write a lav by Enoah. If I charge you more than a sixth or a sixth. The Taysim Hanach, let me learn it out from Gezla from Ribis. Tomorrow says, no, if I would have just wrote the law of Gezla and Ribis, I would not know I know, because I would say, Ma lahana shekain ain derech nekech memcha v'kach. That's not the way you do business. Ma shenkein I know, that's the way people do business. People do business by charging more, that's the way you make a living. So I would have thought to say, even if you charge more than a sixth, maybe there's no law, it's not so bad. That's the way you do business. So I need a special law hakroa no. Even though you're doing business by selling things, you're not allowed to sell though a more than a sixth more you can't charge. Elo, the list of Rachman allowed the Gezel. The kashra is, the Torah didn't have to say a lot of Gezel. The Taysim Hanach. Let the Torah just write a lot of Rivis. You can't charge interest. And you're not allowed to sell something more than a sixth. And automatically I would know there's a lot of Gezel. So my purpose, what could you ask? Now the Rivis, you can't Chiddish. You want to tell me Rivis is a special Chiddish. That it applies even to the Loiva. But I'll tell you where not to Chiyach. I learned now from my know, there's no Chiddish. I, Mali, I know she can't Loyodo Mochel. Now the person didn't realize it right away. The Mkesh can Loyodo Mochel, he didn't know about it, it was Mochel. So Rashlan of this means Mali, I know she can't Loyodo Mochel. The person knows not to be Mochel. But Mashen can by Gezel, the Yoda. The person knows that it was stolen from him. The Ekele may be the Miyash and Mochel. Maybe the person is Miyash and is Mochel. So therefore, I cannot now Gezel from my know. Boy, I know the person doesn't realize it right now to be Michael. Mashen Kain, Gezel, the person realizes that maybe he's Michael, maybe there's no love. Sumara says, she can't lay the Michael, Ribbis the Chia, but Ribbis is the proof. The person knows about it, and still, Sarah says this also. The Chazar Adin, I learn out one from the other. Leroy Zeke, Roy Zeb, Leroy Zeke, Roy Zeb. Hasara, Shavu Shabem, what's the common denominator over here? She can't Gezloy, that you're gypping the person, you're taking away more money than you deserve. Whether it's the Ribbis, or whether he's selling him something and charging him too much. If these two things are awesome, is Afan Yovi, I would know for sure, Gezel, that I'm not allowed to take away your money. I can't steal from you. I'm for sure taking away something more than I deserve. So if so, Amri, I'll tell you, Hochinam is not true. The Torah did not have to really write the love of Gezel. I could learn out the love of Gezel for the Mametzino from Ribbis and from Ainoa. Elo love the Gezel, Omri, what is the Torah read it for? Lekoyver Schasochim. If you hold back the wages of the people that work for you, you're asked the law of Gezel, not to hold back their wages. For the Gemara, Koyvis Chasoch, hold back the money to Hedjiksiv, but there's a special law of the Torah like that. The Torah says, like Sasik, Schir Oni, don't hold back the pay of an Oni, the Yevyain. So Gemara says, true, but Lav Rol Levishnei Lavin. I tell you, the Leisigzel is also going on, like Sasik, don't hold back the wages from your worker, but it means the two Lavin. If so, the Lukma Ribis Vyano, but Lav Olavishnei Lavin. If so, that is Sailor Sigzel's going on Ribis on Aino, and maybe those have two Lavin. Why do you say it goes on Schasochi for? Now, about a Tazi Atakashi, better still, you should have said you get these two Lavs for Zayla itself. Why not say the two Lavs go on Zayla also? Well, so he says, Dero, look at the Gezla Guf of the Gezla Avodim, the Yosim Ribis Renodin, and the Avodim, Ros the Karko. I thought it was a cash a little bit, right? And then he says, once they to love my Gezla, he says, because since you don't get Malkus on Gezla, since it's a love, she needs to say, would rather put it on a love that you get Malkus. To say two loves means you get twice Malkus. But to put the love twice by Gezla itself, you wouldn't get Malkus anyway. It's a love, she needs to say, as if I'd rather put it by someplace else. So the question was saying we're putting it by Schasochir, holding back the wages. Fred Gemara put the extra lab by Ribbis and by No. For lab will be Shnei Lavin. So Gemara says no. Dobra lo v'min yonoi. That's what we're learning out from. Uvin yonoi the Schochik sir. If it says the Pasha Schasochir. Lo yitig not ye. Trashi lab the Gezel lo yitashig lo yitigzel. V'chol oishe krisha Schasochiru. So the same Pasuk of Gezel talks about holding back the wages of your worker. So therefore we say there are two Lavin. Now the Gemara is. What the Torah said not to make a Geneva? Also learn it out from Ribbis and from Ainoa. Samarian says, the Chiddush is, I'm not to make it. And not let us steal just to give the guy pain. Because even though you have that to give back to him later, you're only doing it to give him pain, that's also awesome. And I'm not let us steal from somebody and think, listen, I'm doing the guy a favor. I'm making a Geneva now, and later they're going to catch me, and I'll have to pay back Kefal. So I'm stealing from you now, I'm going to have to give you back a present, to give you back kefal. That's also to do. That's what you need a lav of Leitigmei for. Omalei Rabbi Yemel Ramashi, lav de kosu rachamona bim mishkolos lomali. What do you need a special lav that when you sell things and you have a scale, you have to have an honest scale. You can't jip the person. What do you need a lav for? L'churas tas kvitas b'chlau gzela. That's mamish yezel if you jip the person, sell him too little. So Omalei, l'taymi mishkolos to the melech. That one, if somebody takes his weight and sticks it into salt, as if to put more weight onto it, so then it's also that's the love. For the Gemara, Haino Gezel Ma'ayin, it's not a stealing then. It's like you're buying a Paris. You say, here, I'll pay you a dollar for a pound of Paris. And your pound, you stick into salt, that the salt gets onto the pound and makes it weigh much more. So when you buy fruits that way, you're jipping the seller. The seller, because you're getting much more. For the Gemara, it's mamash and emes alav al gezel. And the Gemara, lav or olav mishas asiyah. The chiddush here is that b'shas you do this, you're over lav. If you have your weight, your scale, that you make a phony weight there, you make it weigh too much, so you're over this lav of mishkolos b'shas, you make your weight too much. That's the chiddush here. Regular gezel is only later when you actually take too much. But the chiddush of the lav here is that b'shas you made the weight too heavy, you're over this lav. Now, Tana Rabbanan, the pasuk says, Loisasu Ovel, don't do any misjudgment, b'mishpat, b'mido, b'mishkal, b'mishura. Don't do any misjudgment when you sell with a midah, with a measurement, the mishka, with a weight. The mishura, that's a liquid measurement. The midah, what does that mean to say? Zuma didis karka. When I sell your karka, measure out the karka. That means, shla yimnod niyechav imaisachamo, liyechav imaisach shamin. Don't sell the same property with the string that you measured in the summertime, measure in the wintertime. Because the string shrinks at different times. Therefore, you're selling it larger property at a different time. Rashi says, if they shachebel the string lach, the maisach sham, it's wet in the winter time. Or mispashin, it stretches. Or the maisach hama, when it dries up, it doesn't stretch so much. It's the opposite way. So you have to be careful when you sell kaka to give the exact measurement. The mishkal weights, to mean shalla yitmai mishkalais of a melech. You can't take your weights and dip it into salt to make the weights weigh more. Or the mishura, when you sell liquid, what does that mean? Shalla yasiach. I can't say, let's say I'm selling you a barrel, a glass of beer, and I pour it in very fast. There's come a lot of bubble, a lot of foam on top. So I'm not really giving you the full glass worth of beer or of wine. I'm selling you bubbles. That later, when the bubbles go away, it goes all the way down. That's called the mishura. You have to sell him exactly how much he's buying for. If he's buying a glass of wine, a glass of beer, you have to make sure it's a full glass of beer, and don't sell him the foam. All right, turn over. But the loy dvorim kavuchaim, it's a kavuchaim now. Or ma mishura, ma dich mishura. That's selling this liquid that has the extra foam on top of it. Shei'a echad mishloishim. It's a very small amount. How much foam is on top? 1/30. Belug, hekpidol of Torah. Still the Torah's mak, but not to jip the person with that much foam. Kavuchaim of mishur lehin v'chatzin or shlishin or riyasin. Belug v'chatzin lug or riyasin lug. For sure, if you jip the person much more and give them the wrong measurements, for sure there's this love of jipping the person. Oh my Rova, lo mali dechos rachmoni yitzias mitzrayim ribis. What a Torah to speak about yitzias mitzrayim by the pasha of ribis. And yitzias mitzrayim gabi tzitzis, and the pasha of tzitzis also says yitzias mitzrayim. Yitzias mitzrayim b'mishkolis. It also says yitzias mitzrayim in the pasha of mishkolis. Why? So my kodesh baruch hu, ani hu shev chanti b'mitzrayim, ben tipe shev b'chol tipe shein shev b'chor. HaKodesh Baruch Hu b'shas t'maka b'chorus knew exactly who was the b'chor, who was not. He only killed the Bechorim. And a person who's not a Bechor, he didn't kill. And so the Ebesh is telling us, Anihu, I'm also the one, Sh'osu the poor, I'll give back punishment, Memi she'toylo moysa b'nochri. A person that lies to people and says, this is Goyish money that I have. Or my voice only saw the ribis. The lochri is, to a Goy, you're allowed to lend money b'ribis. You're allowed to have Goyish money and lend it b'ribis. So here the guy lies and says, listen, this is Goyish money. I'll lend it to you $100 for $120. And really it's your own money. So really, you yourself are over the Yisra Ribbis. Just you're trying to fool other people, that's Mutter, so be careful, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to know, realize that it's awesome. Or Mimi, the same thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pay back, Mimi Shatayim Meshkulayis Melech. Somebody that hides, that sinks in his weights into salt, that makes the salt, like, cling on to the weights, that make the weights weigh much more. And Hashem knows about that. Or else, Mimi Shatayim Meshkulayim the Bigdoy, V'yayim Etchelesu. Somebody has tzitzis, and says he's selling tchelis, blue wool, that costs a lot of money, and really all he had was just kol ilum, that's blue dye, that doesn't cost too much. So he fools people. He dyes his tzitzis with his blue dye, and tells everybody it's real tchelis. So Hashem knows it, that's why the pasuk says by tzitzis, yitzias Mitzrayim, be careful, don't do that, Hashem will catch you. Ravina ekloy l'sura the pras, Ravina once went down to sura pras. Omalei rav chanina misura the pras, Ravina. Yitzias Mitzrayim, because of Rachmana Gabi Shrotzim Omali. What did the Torah say to Pasha Yitzias Mitzrayim by the Yisra, not teach Shrotzim? Oh, my legs. He said back to him like this. That Omar, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Ani Yuh Shev Chanti Bati B'Shev B'Chol Ti B'Shein Shev B'Chor. Ani Yosef Lipor Mishim Arav Kor V'Dogim Et Tumayim V'Kar V'Dogim Torim. I'll give that punishment to somebody that serves, sells, Kirvei Dagim, the insides of fish, of fish that's tamei, and he tells people it's from the insides of the fish that's tor. Or Moichel Nisson, he tells it to a Jew. So Hashem will pay back to him. Omalei said, back to him, good. But Ani Hamalek Kashli, I had a question. Why isn't this Pashit says, Ani Hashem Hamalek Kamiyat Mitzrayim? Why do you have to say, it says, Ki Ani Hashem Hamalek Kamiyat Mitzrayim? What did Torah have to say, Hamala? What's the word Hamala? I'll bring you up. So, Maish Nohocha Hamala, the Kos Rachmona, how come Punkt over here by the Pasha of Shrosim, not he traces, here the Pasha says, Hamala Eskam Yes Mitzrayim. So, Gemara says, Omalei Kedatanya Dever Rabbi Shmoyel, Titonya Dever Rabbi Shmoyel, Oma Kodesh Bohu, El Mol Eloi Helais Yes to Somi Mitzrayim, El Mishvil Dova Zeh, Shein Mitam, Mishrotzim Dayoi, it's enough if I took life out of Mitzrayim, just for the fact that he'll be Mekabal upon himself, not he Shrosim. Omalei, he said back to him, Ominofa Shagrayot Fame Ribbisom Mitzitzesom Mishkolas, is the reward. Like if you watch yourself not teach Kotzim, if you get more reward than you watch yourself from Ribbis and Mitzitzes and Mishkolas, Omalei said back to him, true, no. Afagad Lenofa Shagrayu, even though you don't get that more reward for watching this Indian, but Tzveim Isil Mechlinu, somebody that eats it, he's Metami, he's Goof, it's a bigger meat, it's a more disgusting thing. A person that eats Shrotzim, eats Trefus, that's worse. Your metamtam alev, that goes inside you. That's a bigger meas to a person to do these other loves. So therefore, it's called Hamal Eschem. Hashem, to his Kadash Hashem, take us out of Mitzrayim, that a Jew should remain Tor and not put inside him any tumor of Shkotzim or Ramashim. Now back to the Mishnah. Mishnah says again, V'ezel Tarvis, what's called Rivis Midrabon and Tarvis, that you're gaining on the deal, that's through Mekach HaMemcha by a sale. Hamava Peres Kate Loka HaMemcha Hidim Medinozov. Now the Mishnah says, Oto kolhani di amrinu ad hash to lav ribisi. Like how the Mishnah now says ribis. Before also we're talking about ribis. Of Ramavua ad kan shal Torah. The first part of the Mishnah that says about lent you 100 and not to pay back 120. That's ribis ketsutza. That derech halavua lent you money. That's also midiraisa. What the Mishnah means now is mikan velech shal devrayim. Now it's only also midirabonim. Because now it's not derech halavua, it's not a loan, but I'm selling you and I'm gaining through the sale. And that's called ribis midirabonim. The first part of the Mishnah means that this is the Raisa. And not can Yochid Rosh of Yubat Sadik. That means up until now, it's together like the Rosh did the Avera, but Yubat Sadik, his sons, will be able to keep it. In other words, we can't force him to pay back the money. Therefore, if he took the ribbons already, his sons will be able to eat it. Rashi says, Shemei said, the father.